New York City's Hell's Kitchen neighborhood is filled with restaurants and other businesses that are now closed. Nearby, Broadway theaters are also dark because of COVID-19 suspensions. The coronavirus crisis caused great economic difficulties for all these businesses. But some well-loved areas have received financial support to help them survive the difficulties. People are continuing fundraising campaigns online and on other media. Tom and Michael DeAngora are theater producers who live in Hell's Kitchen. They opened a GoFundMe campaign last month to raise money for the West Bank Cafe and Laurie Beekman Theater. GoFundMe is an online fundraising service. The GoFundMe project raised more than $340,000 in just weeks. The campaign included a telethon, a live online event, in which many theater actors and singers performed in support of West Bank Cafe. Andre DeShields was among those who appeared on the telethon. The famous Broadway performer is the winner of 3 Tony Awards, the highest honor in American theater. He is also a big fan of the West Bank Cafe. "I've spent some of my most delicious, my most insouciant, my most important times right here," DeShields said in his appearance. "We don't want this lovely piece of heaven on earth to ever go away," he added. Then he presented a large donation to Steve Olson, owner of the West Bank Cafe and founder of its Laurie Beekman Theater. "We were a couple weeks from really running out of money and going out of business," Olson said before the campaign started. But now, he says, he is hopeful that the business he opened in 1978 can survive until the restaurant and live theater reopens. The GoFundMe project continues to raise money for the West Bank Cafe and Laurie Beekman Theater. But at the same time, the DeAngoras have started another such campaign for Birdland, a site for jazz music shows. That GoFundMe has already collected more than $180,000. Gianni Valenti owns Birdland. He now believes it also will survive the coronavirus closures. "It is very heartwarming to see the response we've had," Valenti said of the donors, adding, "I just love the fact that they care about Birdland, about the music, and about what it means to New York. That we all keep it going, and hopefully, down the road, we're back to normal." I'm Armin Kasabian.